You didn't know I could run that fast, did you? How you all doing? Happy Sabbath to you. Good to see you all here. What a beautiful day. I think the rain man said there's going to be a lot of rain today. So far, I've seen nothing but sun. God is letting it shine on us to enjoy his Sabbath day. What a blessing we are. I really don't have to say anything today. The songs, the first three songs, are my sermon. He gave them a sermon. Thank you very much. They're glad I'm leaving. But he really touched on exactly what I wanted to talk about today. So, you know, I've been in this church since 1967, sorry. Been through a lot, seen a lot of things happen. Started out as a radio church of God. My parents about went wild when they heard radio church. Where in the world did you get that? How in the world did you ever hear about them? You know, though, don't make any difference as long as God is in charge. He wants you or me or anybody else to hear the calling. You and I have been blessed. You're called if you are chosen, right? Talk about it back in Mark. We have taken up that banner being God's children. God loves each and every one of us. He gave a son for each and every one of us. Otherwise, none of us would be here. We have no reason to be cocky, no reason to think that we're better than anybody else. God has given us a job. We're to do his will. We're to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, apostles, being examples to the world. How do we do that? We do that by coming out of this world obeying God. Doing what the world isn't doing. You have the world, we look around us now. How do you think we're doing? They're trying to take God out of this world so much. Trying to take it out so much. Then they wonder why we have all these riots. Why we have people killing people. Very simple. They aren't punished. When you don't get punishment for what you do, it's not wrong. Who cares? All they care about in this world is themselves. And if God hadn't chose you and me to understand that we are to be a representative of him, the son who come down and gave his life for each of us, we might be just like him. For some reason, light was turned on in your head, my head, and everyone else here. Everyone throughout the world that knows God's way of life. It doesn't make any difference where you came from. Whether you came from a real good family or a real bad family or somewhere in between. God chose you and me. Reason. And we have answered that calling. We have to keep answering it. Day, because the world's going to get worse, not going to get any better. You read about the end times, you know that a third of the people get killed at one time for every one thing, and another third the other one. It's going to be easy. We had better make sure we understand what God has called us to do. We must understand. We cannot take any break. We aren't doing it daily. We aren't continuing to walk in God's steps, his son's steps, Jesus Christ. We will fall. Because nobody knows when God is coming. And if we do something like that, We could be at the wrong side of the road. Be over. You know, we all sin. I'm not saying all of us are perfect. Each and every one of us sin. Are you a sinner? Not every day, hopefully. Every week, maybe even. But you know, God died so we could be forgiven. That's why we have Passover. That's so we can never think we are better than anybody else. We're no better than anybody in the world if God hadn't called us. And we're not better than them. We've just been called by God, and we answered the calling. We don't realize how blessed we are. Granted. Just like I said, I've been here since 1967. Seen a lot happen. Seen a lot of friends leave. Hurts. Because you think they think just like you do. But guess what? Somehow, Satan got to them. Somehow, they kept listening. If you don't run away from sin, fall into it. Like quicksand. Get your way out. Get out now, because before long you can't get out. You've already been taken in. My sermon today is count your blessings. I told you about the story about Art Clark. Too many years of Panama City. Up in the Poconos. He kept singing this song. We used to have the song, Count Your Blessings. One by one. Count your blessings. One by one. He was saying something different. I said this before. I kept leaning over and going like, man. Being a young guy, I almost felt, no, I didn't. But I listened to him, and what he was saying, count your blessings ton by ton. And then count them one by one. We sometimes take for granted things that God does for you. God has angels about us all the time. We're doing his will, always. He doesn't want any of us to fail. He didn't ask Christ to sacrifice his life for people who won't obey, who don't understand how great his Father is, and go do what his Father says like he has. He'd done nothing wrong. And God sent him down here to be killed. Think about that. You send your child to be killed? Somebody else? That's how much God loved you and me. Otherwise, when we sinned, we're done. Christ hadn't given his life for us and obeyed God. You know, remember, he did not want to give. He did not want to have to take on everything, but he said, let your will be done. You know, that's what we have to say a lot of times. Sometimes say, well, I don't understand. Don't worry about it. God is perfect. You and I are not. God says it, we are to do it. Otherwise, repercussions could happen to us. None of us want the repercussions. Satan will put upon you and I, because he loves nothing better to destroy someone who loves God. He is evil. He hates us. You know what? He knows that I have an opportunity to be in God's kingdom. He doesn't. He is done. never be a part of God's kingdom. And he took a third of the angels with him. That's how persuasive he was. So don't think you're smarter than Satan and you can play the game. You cannot play a game. We're either for God. God has called you and I to be with him forever. We count our blessings every day. We have been called. We have answered the call. Before I go into the rest of the sermon, I want to talk about a few things. You know what a blessing it is? Since the United Church of God started, I went back and looked down how many ministers we've had in Dayton. We've really been blessed. First minister was Dale Schurter. He came out of what we came out of, a lot of us. Church fell apart. Satan was intervening and getting into the church. People listened. Keep listening and you keep saying, well, if it's against God's will, I say no. Satan, get away from me. Remember, he is your enemy. We have a bad thought, a bad way. Who do you think is trying to get through your armor? Satan. He wants you to suffer like he is. One pitiful, pitiful being. He was a high archangel, living God. Put him over the earth to begin with. Then he thought he was more. Today I'd like to talk about the blessings you and I have had in this area to begin with. Then I'll go into more scriptures. Like I said, we had Mr. Schurter about 5 years. Then he left and went somewhere else where they needed. After him, we had Matt Finchel down at the home office for about a year, year and a half. Mr. McCready could come here. Mr. McCready is with us. He's the longest pastor we've ever had. Approximately 16 years. Pastor of Dayton Church. Got to know him very well. Knew every one of us very well. Then our fourth pastor was Lynn Martin. Was with us for a little over a year. I think he was training Mr. Barker to become a pastor. And when he thought he was ready, Barker became our pastor. Isn't that amazing? A young man raised in God's church here in Dayton became our pastor. Good pastor. Like the other four. We have been truly blessed to have two pastors help Mr. Barker. We have Fred Keller's 4 years. Took away our beautiful woman, decided he wanted to keep her. He moved back with Dayton. We're glad he did. And then Dale Schurter came back. What a blessing. We have so much knowledge. The pastors we have. Fred, I think, is around 54 years, isn't it? I know Mr. Schurter must be close to 60. Has to be. He's 80-some years old, and he's a young man, so he's probably 60 years. I don't know how many Matt Finchels will have, but I know he's been in for at least since 2000, so probably before that. But I figured up that we probably have over 200 years, years of knowledge, Pastor Ruth. Close to it. That's a lot of knowledge that we're blessed with. I think we should count our blessings. Should be so thankful to God. Songs that he gave. First one was being thankful. I said, wow, that's really interesting. And the second one, I go, whoa, that's even more interesting. And the third one, I said, wow, he just took my sermon. We were also blessed. Places we had to be. We first came to United Church of God. We moved around Dayton, downtown for a while and somewhere else. And about 3 years later, guess what we got? Another blessing. Fairborn senior citizen. It was our call for 24 years. Interruption in it. Back during the COVID, and my brother-in-law Charlie France got a hold of his daughter-in-law Tina France. Guess what? We had a place to get together again. Many churches didn't have a place to get together again because they're closed down, like the senior citizen hall was. God always provides. God always provides. And out of the blue, this Five Rivers place come to us. We weren't looking to go anywhere. We were settled in. We've been doing this place for 24 years. We knew every stem of it. We knew every crack hole in it. We knew every whatever at the senior center. And it had been a blessing to us. I swear that God says time to move. Because I was trying to get a thing for the next 4 days we needed during this year from this church, which we'd started last year using once in a while. The minister said, I'd like to talk to you. I thought maybe we'd been there like a week or so before. Maybe we hadn't done something right. So I'm saying, yeah, what can I do? He said, I wonder if you might be interested in coming full time here. I said, what'd you say? I said, yeah, we said we have a program we have, and we thought maybe if you would help us out, why we'd like to have you come be with us. Shock. You know, a lot of times God has something to take care of and you don't do it. Hurry. We did talk to him. Like it. The auditorium is beautiful. Quite an upgrade from where we were at. You know what? I remember when we started back in church, 1967. You know where our first church was at? EFW hall. We had to clean it up half the time because there was beer and stuff all over it when we got there on Saturday morning. You know, I think God has blessed us. I think God has blessed us. If he hadn't, we would still be there if that's where he wanted it, right? God had us move from there to different places. We're in different schools. We moved about every 2 to 5 years, sometimes 6 months for a while. But as a church, in Church of God, we've pretty well been so blessed, we haven't had to move around much. Or two, we did. know, the sad part about getting the senior citizen was the person who got it for us had come up the ranks and become a local elder. We've been there about 2 years and he quit. Shame. God used him. He lived in Fairborn and he's the one that founded Fairborn Senior Citizen Hall. See, God takes care of everything. God will take care of you and I. His will. You know, in Revelation 21 and 22, you need to read that. About God's new heaven, new earth, you and I are going to be a part of. Telling us what's going to be there. Getting in my way. And we need to have our eyes always on that. Because we all want to be there. Revelation. Because there'll be no more tears, sadness, no more sorry. Turn with the dare for just a minute. Revelation 21, 1. Now I saw the new heaven and the new earth. First heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Sea. And I heard a loud voice from the heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. I will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain. Former things have passed away. We have seen and known gone. Verse 5, then he said, Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all new things, make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. You and I have been so blessed. No. Let's not ever consider not obeying God. We sin, may we truly repent quickly. And you know, it's you know what God tells us to do, don't you? What did Christ tell us to do? We want to be in his kingdom. What do you Matthew 5. That's what Matthew 5 says. Tell me the verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. 3:3. One you need to hold on to always. Because if we're seeking his will, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Everything he tells us about in his holy word are leading up New Jerusalem. Just a few words. Then the first books that Christ wrote, preached. He called you and I out of darkness and we're to be lights to the world. Some of us had to come out of different things. Some made it easily into it. Some haven't. Doesn't make any difference. God called you for a reason. He called you for a reason. He called me for a reason. You and I finished the race. Are going to be with God, Jesus Christ, for eternity and see what God has planned. When you look out and see all the stars at night, God created all that for something. One day we're going to know what it is. We'll be a part of doing whatever he wants to do. My father-in-law always talked about Revelation 3. 11 down. Let's turn there. It always got me. It wasn't one of my favorite scriptures at the time because I hadn't been in long. He used to say that all the time. Because it's true. Crown. Forgive me, I grabbed my wrong Bible when I came today. This Bible is the one that's got all my, a lot of good notes. I like to use it. Carefully turn my pages. Last 40 or 50 of them. Sorry about that. Of course, he's talking to the Philadelphia church, which is what we are. One of the last churches. He says, hey, I know your works. I see you have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. You have a little strength. Say we have a great strength. We have a little strength. Have kept my word, have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but indeed I will make them come and worship before your feet to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world. Just those who dwell on you. We're going to be protected. We're going to be protected. Behold, I am coming quickly. That's why we're never to forget. Repent quickly. Because he comes quickly. Can't be a time for us to be weak. Why we need to study and pray. Why we need to know and stay close to God. He is our number one. Only one number one. That's God the Father. The Son sits beside him in number two. He's our Savior. He's why you and I have the opportunity to be in that kingdom with God. Hold fast that. Hold fast what you have that no one may take your crown. Your crown and my crown is there to have. He wants you and I to have it. He wants you to have his crown and be in his kingdom with him. To be a part of his family for eternity. You and I have that opportunity. make sure we never forget it. Let's make sure that when we have a problem, the problem is why God has me do this. Who hates you? Satan hates you. Satan is your problem. Our problem is we don't have our armor on. He found a hole in it. He'll work on it. Because he tries to widen it. You and I need to make sure that as we do our lives going through this world, remember Matthew 5:22. The 10 virgins. There's 5 who didn't make it. Why? Why didn't the 5 make it? Because they didn't keep the what? Lamps full. Let's not let our lamps drop. Let's not let the Spirit of God in us drop. We need to make sure keep God our number one. Thank Christ every day. We're able to be a part of his family. Thank him for the calling. Problems we have are not from God. He allows them to happen. We don't do our part. You know, when you look what Job went through, he went through a lot before he ever understood anything he did. He lost everything. Can you imagine losing all your family in a day? Can you imagine pain and agony that would give you? We protect our kids. We love our kids. For your kids. That gives you once in a while an understanding of how much God loves you and asks Christ to sacrifice for you. Because he wants each of us to be there. He doesn't want to lose any of us that he's called. And he hopes that you and I, in the future, are coming up to piece of trumpets. We are called. Answer. Be there. Rejoicing with Christ. When he... Then he wants us to help all those who never had the opportunity. You and I are going to be helping others to how great our God is. You know, I quote Dave 2:2, which means nothing. My thought, have you ever thought some of those people you meet could be your neighbors, watched your character, what you were, they knew you? Some may remember the good stuff about you. Some people may remember when, before God called you, that it wasn't good. You're going to help them understand that they can change just like you did. Because you understood and you want to show them and say, I want to help you. Loving God you have, that you have an opportunity. You don't deserve it. Says I didn't deserve it. You didn't deserve it. Because of Christ, everybody gets an opportunity. So blessed to know that we have a crown awaiting us. God returns. Let's be sure we keep our lamps full. Be sure that we truly show love not only to each other, world. Our God is love. He created us, He made us, He wants us to be with Him forever. It's up to us. We have to stay close to our God. Trust and obey. As we prepare, get ready to crown. That's what we do daily. We're preparing. Preparing and growing, we'll get the crown that God has for you. He has it. Let's not lose it. Let's look to God, praise God, change and obey God, repent. Say, yes, God. Thank you for your love. Come with me to Proverbs 10:6. Blessings are on the head of the righteous. Silence covers the mouth of the wicked. Verse 12. Hatred stirs up strife. Love covers all sins. Why God can cover all our sins with the love of love God enough. He sent Christ, and Christ covers all sins if we will. We do have a crown waiting for us. James 1:2. I said 1:2, 1:12. I'm sorry. Of course, you can use 1:2:2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Verse 12 is where I wanted to go. It says, blessed is a man who endures temptation. When he has been approved, he will receive crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love Him. You and I have been called. You and I have answered. He has blessed each and every one of us, because there are very few in number who know His truth. Answered. Continue to answer daily. Go closer to our God. Christ returns. You and I are that family.